Yeah, Kim Moore, No More released today. Thanks for sharing with us, everybody, the release today. And here's the second, the title cut of the EP is Gin and Cement, written by Dan Moranci, and it goes something like this.
Yep, and I just want to quickly apologize. I served up some clams in that last one. I think they used to have an old clam hut in Kenmore Square. Now, like, some artisanal panini joint, probably. Anyway, I digress.
Got another accident. Browning out and seeing a vision, gin and cement.
To mix if you can help it, but that's the name of the new EP by Dan Moranci. That one. Here's a song called CVS, written by our drummer Mike Green. Maybe it sounds familiar to you. Get a listen to the lyrics. Here we go.
Not feeling right, can't sit 1 minute more. A mindless episode to get through. Walking down Great Plain after town, I can count on you. Help me face tomorrow. Red on white, familiar sight, getting close to me. Doors open wide, so warm inside, I need you now. Walk in the aisles, so bright. Take me in, don't need to buy anything. No judging, gently touching everything. Time to fly, pack too many things. 1 more hour to kill before my ride. What if I don't have everything? One last trip to see you. Red on white, familiar. why. So warm inside, I need you now. Walk in the aisles so bright. Take me in, don't need to hide anything. No judging, gently touching everything. When for you, for one thing, came out with so much more. Simple things to make the day a little brighter than before. Sometimes it's best to stay right here inside. Will anyone still think of me? You're at my door, a box of pills and things. How could I ask for any more? Red on white, familiar sign, getting close to me. Doors open wide, so warm inside, I need you now. Walk in the aisles so bright. Take me in, don't need to buy anything. No charging, no charging. Doors open wide. Walk in the aisles so bright. Doors open wide. Walk in the aisles so bright. Doors open wide. Doors open wide. Doors open wide. Doors open wide.
CBS, 24 hours on all platforms, or get some medication, whatever you're into. All right, here's a song off my EP that came out in April called Night Sky Rider, and the teardowns are here to just bring the sky on. Ready, guys? Here we go. Two, one, two. Skyriding at night, black lines drawn across the sky. Full moon on rise, your pleasure's all mine. Never notice tiny smiles in my eye, drifting by. Don't get too close, fade away. Fog clouds you nearer, too much hot air. Black lines stay back, getting clearer. Just like of time. Open your eyes, rainbows surround. Close your eyes, lilacs abound. Open your ears, vibrations abound. Obscures. Hey, something's up there, just like sky riding at night.
life. Skyriding at night. Ooh, 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 rock lines trying to cross the sky. If it's all mine. Ooh, 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 never, never, never notice. Just like skyriding at night. Ooh, 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 rock lines trying to cross the sky. If it's all mine. Ooh, 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 never, never, never notice. The passage of time.
Night Sky Rider. And if you're under that full moon on a night sky, you might as well look out for that Cadillac Rain, something off our first album. Here we go.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Ooh, Cadillac Rain, take me home from the cheating side of town. Ooh, Cadillac Rain, take me home. Ooh, Cadillac Rain, trouble's coming in, slipping, sliding, lane to lane, going clockwise down the drain. 'Cause I'm driving all night. Keeps me sane. I'm driving all night in a Cadillac Rain. Got to be a Cadillac. Oh, Cadillac Rain, bring me in. 'Cause I'm down the alley. Come on again. Going this way and coming in. Oh, Cadillac Rain, take me home. Cheating side of town. Oh, Cadillac Rain, take me home. 'Cause I'm driving all night in a Cadillac Rain. True north compass, weather vane. Driving all night in a Cadillac Rain. Got to be a Cadillac.
To our first album, song written by drummer Michael Green, sang by Jason Hornick, keyboard player. It's called Promises.
Kiss your cheek. Thought I saw your real face. Then you turn to go. This very needle goes on. Here you don't already know. Never wanted to come here. You're a mystery to me.
crowded around. Your diaphragm is gone. Gracious, perfect host, you're such a mystery to me. Butterfly fleet around the town of Bar Harbor, Maine. Never wanted to learn the right way to entertain. Love the glamour and lights, no obligation, no pain. Said you handed the baby over, didn't even faint. Thought I saw your real face, then you turned to go. Very little goes on here, you don't already.
Promises. Promises, promises, promises. From first album, Open Air Cellar, on all platforms. Here's a song that Dan wrote from the same album called Not the Best.
It ain't the best. But we'll see. Hang on. Definitely not with a phaser. It ain't going to be the best. Let me see.
that either. Hey, we're the Teardowns, and we're just so happy to be with you this afternoon. We have our EP dropping today to coincide with this great afternoon of live music. Thanks to everyone at WMFO and to Mike Newman and Joel for mixing the sound extraordinaire as he does all the time. Joel, how are we doing for time in there? Get a little time left? You got five. Awesome.
Cool. And we won't swear. We've not broken our not swearing streak.
Woo! All right, here's a song called Had to Lie, written from a true story. I hope you enjoy it. Again, off our first album. Here we go. One, two, three. I don't know. He says, son, hey, where you been? I've been Pamplona, running with bulls, woolly mammoths, Gulf of Falls, shooting rapids in Montreal, with John Wayne, and I don't even know. Hey, shooting rapids in the south of Spain, sipping tea on a downtown train. Can you help me now? Help me, help me! The false crystal frequency that'll solve us all. Houston, Houston, can you save us all? Took a job with the FBI undercover, so I had to lie. Went to rescue a foreign spy. Jack to play on the 4th of July. On the 4th of July. On the 4th of much for everybody. We'll do one more if we got time. Time?
Yeah, you got time.
Okay. That's it. Okay. Mics are dead, right?
Because he said they were going to do one more song. If somebody can just find that out for me, that would be great.
I'm going to kill a little time here on the air, folks. This is Jane, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're smack dab in the middle of live day here, and we've been listening to the Teardowns.
We did it!
And that's been a great set from the Teardowns, great Boston band. And we are just reveling in the music that we're hearing here today on WMFO in Medford. That's right, we're halfway through live day, and we've been hearing some fabulous, fabulous bands and artists here this morning. And we have more coming up soon. We have, right now, in the same studio as me, we have Andrea Gillis, and that set is coming up next. It's an acoustic set. It's going to be fabulous. After that, I want to let folks know we're going to have Lovina Falls coming up at just a little bit after 1 o'clock. And then we've got Peter Montgomery, who's coming in at 1:45. Then we have Rick Barton with a full band, who is coming at 2:15 this afternoon. That is going to be really something. And so live bands here really roughly until about 3 o'clock. We are so lucky living in Boston because we have great places to see shows, but we have amazing, amazing musicians to do those shows. And I love being a community member here at WMFO because we actually play live music, local music, and we are fortunate to have folks that come and see us here. And the Tufts University campus and this radio station has some pretty cool studio space, and we love it. We just love it. So, Andrea, are you going to be good if we start a little early? You want me to do a little more vamping? You good to go? Well, how about if I bring up your microphone? That's going to actually help us do this. So,
okay.
Woohoo.
Yeah,
so,
sounds great.
So you are not here alone. So why don't you start out by telling us who you're here with and what are you going to be giving us for your set today?
Okay. So, well, I'm here with my husband, Mark Pinansky.
Welcome,
Hello.
Mark.
Hi.
He is my my fantastic guitar player for the for our set, and then we also have our son Massimo,
special guest star.
Special guest, he's here heckling us.
Well, I'm hoping he's going to be a cheering section rather than a heckling section.
Yeah, well,
so.
He's kind of a funny guy. So
okay, there we go.
Yeah.
he'll be playing the snacks.
Yeah.
There we go.
So yeah, we're here as a family to have some fun for WMFO.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
thank
great.
You guys, for everything.
So we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna have an acoustic set coming up next, and we love that. And I would appreciate it if you wouldn't mind, Andrew, if you could just tell us the name of the song that you're gonna sing before you sing it.
Oh, sure.
And that way, I'm gonna log it into Spinatron, and then everybody that's listening out there in the world knows exactly what song that they are listening to.
Sure.
And then if people are interested in learning more about your music, that's a great way to look you up.
Great. So we'll say, hello world, so we're planning to play. Are we starting right now?
Yeah.
Oh, we are? Okay, hello world.
Good on you. All right. So this is awesome. What are we going to hear from you?
We're going to start with the song called About a Girl.
Fabulous. All right, everybody. Here at WMFO, we have Andrea Gillis.
About a girl somebody, girl. We make what we make and take what we can get. Now that I have the right shoes and pants and such, always just seemed a bit too much. No one could say that she didn't care, 'cause she had that cool look and that laissez-faire stare. This song is about a girl, a girl in your world you're likely to forget. This song is about a girl. We make what we make and take what we can get. Not like me to talk too much. Well, maybe a little, but not too much. At the end of the day, I want to hang with the bunch. Do what the ladies at lunch. We have a few laughs and go to brunch. There's gotta be more to life than brunch. There's gotta be more to life than brunch. I don't want to be a lady at lunch. I don't want to be a lady at lunch, no. I live in a simpler time, in a simpler world. And I was always cool with being a girl, and I can dance and sing and rule the world. But it's my world. It's my world. It's my world. I did my jazz note at the end. I'm known for my jazz singing. I got a review once that was like, "Oh, she's a great jazz singer." I'm like, "Oh, I'll take it. Yeah, sure, why not?
I will use that quote.
I will use that, and I will slide that in my bio right next to the other stuff." So, well, we're happy to be here. We recorded that song over the pandemic, and we recorded at David Minahan's studio, and we had an awesome time with him. And then our pal Tanya Donnelly so kindly lent her amazing voice to that song, and it came out to be a really great song. And it is definitely sort of autobiographical by way of, I was never really a typical type lady. I like so I sort of really kind of felt was probably like all of us felt at that time, where you just needed to maybe get a few things off your chest. So not that that ever stopped me before, but but that definitely so yeah. And that song was on Red Records, and so we had a couple of songs on that. But I think now we're gonna do a song written by Boston legend Nat Freeburg. It's a Titanic song off of my record called Ladies Love Thunder, produced by Ed Velasquez. On the recording, I believe Duke Levine is playing on it, Chris Anzalone, my husband Mark. James Rohr.
Ed Velasquez
is playing bass.
I think Abby sings in backup.
I think maybe Melissa Gibbs sang backup on this. too. So it's a great song.
What's it called?
It's called Right Side of Satan World.
Staying on the right side of Satan.
Staying on the right side of Satan. That's it. Great song. Nat has a way of writing gospel songs, and I don't really think he realizes that he writes gospel songs. The rock gospel, the satanic gospel. Totally. What a great band. I remember the first time I saw Satanics, I was like, what is this? Oh my God, it was the most amazing. I mean, anything I see that that guy does, he's amazing. But, oh. So big thanks to my husband for playing the guitar. He's playing this very special guitar. Yeah, he decided to bring it at the last minute. We took it on our honeymoon 10 years ago, so we've been married 10 years this year. He decided, quick story, he decided to take this on our honeymoon, and we checked it, and that was a bad idea. So it cracked. So it's been sitting in our house, and I wrote many songs on this guitar. And so I really haven't written many songs on guitar without this guitar. Anyway, we finally found this person who fixed it after 10 years. After we went to numerous people, said, oh, we can't fix it. It's never going to be fixed ever again.
Carl Johnson.
Yeah, he's excellent.
He's a magician.
Yes. So Mark took this guitar to him, and the very special reason behind besides how the ease and the loveliness of it, the late Andrew Mazzoni gave me this guitar. And I needed a guitar. So this came from High and Dry Studios. And it just to show of what a wonderful person he was. He's like, you need a guitar? I have a guitar. And here he came running down Highland Ave with the guitar in his hand, no case or anything. So he runs down and he's like, here you go. And he gives me this awesome guitar. But it had this one-in thing on the side. I'm like, what's wrong with this guitar? This is, I better stick a sticker on this. So I stuck my sticker on it. You know, it came from years of like lovely, amazing people playing this awesome guitar. So who knows who played this guitar, right? So Mark borrowed it one time, very shortly after that, for a gig, right? You were playing with, why don't you finish it, because I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, I guess I'd buy it. Yeah, we were doing a Big Star thing, and Kimon Kirk was the bass player. And he's looking at this guitar, he's like, I know this guitar. He's like, see that signature there? And like, yeah, we haven't been able to figure that out for years. He's like, that's Bill Clinton. He's like, I was at the gig. We were all playing this gig, and Bill Clinton was there in the, you know, watching the show in the restaurant or wherever. I can't remember if it was on the Vineyard or whatever. And we're like, well, we got to get him to sign something. What do we do? And so we brought the guitar over, and that solved that mystery. It's got the date sometime in July. I can't remember, but
that's amazing.
Yep. So there he is.
And for years we had him. We had no idea.
Like, is that like Bill Cosby?
Like,
what is
that?
Who put
that on there? What is that?
You have a Stones tongue. Did you go the other night?
Oh no! But heard it was
nice.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
It would have been good. Weekend night, I would probably would have pushed it a little more. I think. Yeah. But a good friend of ours was there with his son, and he got some really special treatment. Jeremy Curtis is a wonderful musician, local musician, producer, and it was nice to see one of us get the treatment that, you know what I mean? So it was pretty cool. So, okay, well, I think we'll move it on, world, and we'll do MFO world.
We've done describing this guitar that you can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can imagine some sort of like flying V.
Yeah. Oh, it's sparkling. It's like a halo on it. So we're going to do a song my husband, Mark Podansky, wrote called Hold Jamaica. And I pretty much feel like it was my pregnancy torch song. Because it's exactly how I felt when I was with child. And now the child is here, and he's 8 years old.
Yeah, it's been fun. I don't know if we've ever done this acoustic.
We've never done it acoustic, so we'll see what happens. Anything for MFO. Anything.
Go.
We'll do anything. Anything.
It's true.
I'm ready, ready now, ready for you. I'm stronger, stronger now, pushing forward. Hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica. My life is burning now, but I don't feel it. Ears are ringing out, sounds deceiving. Walking, slowing now, always evening. Follow through the night, or am I leading? Yeah! Woo-hoo. Hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica. Hold Jamaica, hold on, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on. draw a shadow and take it down to the hollow. Waiting, the water bites so cold and shallow. I'm ready, ready now, ready for ya. I'm stronger, stronger now, pushing forward. Hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold down. Hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold down. That was Swampy. She did an awesome job. Put your hand now. Now Brian's here. You made it. You know, can I mention that Mark and I are going to have a duo called Devotion, and we're going to do a house concert at the Rec Room in Belmont, and we're going to do that on June 23rd. It's a Sunday, and it's 4 to 6, and we're going to have snacks. I'm going to make food.
Oh, I didn't know it was so early.
Yeah, it's 4 to 6, so it'll be really fun. It's fun. That place, she does, Gail does amazing, she holds amazing concerts at our house. We've done a few, and it's been really fun. And so we'll be there at the Rec Room.
Tickets are on Eventbrite.
On the Eventbrite, yeah. And you can see that on any of the socials that we're on. And then also, I'm playing at the Warehouse 11. Have you guys heard of that place? It's a new place in Union Square. So my pal Sarah Borges and her band and my band, we're going to do a double bill. Also another
Gorgeous Borges,
on June 30th at the Warehouse 11, another early show. 6 to 8, and that's going to be a lot of fun too. And that's
Talk
it for the summer.
Socials. Where can people follow?
So you can follow. You can. Everything's pretty much under Andrea Gillis. The Facebook, the Instagram handle is at And Gilly. The Facebook is Devotion. Mark is at M.W. Pananski, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which also, I don't know if you guys know, but my husband has a great band called Family Township. I don't know if you guys know, so I'm just giving you a plug.
Thanks. This is
That's Township.
I know.
Hi.
He's hey. Yeah. Yeah, it has been a very long while. Yeah. But this is the Andrea Gillis show.
Yeah. But I like to, you know,
you.
I like to share the
wealth.
Spread it around.
I know. I'm a master of disguise.
So I think we're going to do a song that off of Ladies Love Thunder that we do in our devotion style things. This can kind of help along a devotion house show. But it's called The Better Life, and I used to think Mark wrote this for me. Turned out he did not write it for me. He just wrote it, and I just thought he wrote it for me.
I should have never told him that.
But it's called The Better Life. My cinnamon in the evening, my coffee and my medicine. I'm in love with you. I am finally through to the better life this time. My lullaby in darkened times, my trembling hands are pacified. I'm in love with you. I am finally through to the better life this time. Thank you. off to return again when you never strayed nor went away. So I always have a home. Yes, I always have a home. A weakened lady I used to be, a faithful slave to misery. But your smiling heart, how it shined on me. And now I find I see your angel wings, my Holy Ghost, the missing thing I needed most. I'm in love with you, I am finally through to the better life this time. I'm in love with you, I am finally through to the better life. This time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great song. Thanks. That's a nice song.
I wrote it about you just because I can see in the future.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a good one. Oh, cool. All right. So we have time for two more, I think, right? That sounds good. I think we're gonna play a song. It was the first single off of Red on Red Records for me, and another sort of pandemic, sort of lockdown tune.
This was early lockdown.
Very early lockdown.
Terrified.
Yeah, and, you know, it sort of speaks for itself, and it could mean all different types of things, for sure. But it's about hope and hope, but the music is fun and dancey, so we wanted a little bit of try to keep it positive at that time, that weary time of not sure what's going to happen. Yeah,
it was a positive way to spend the time.
Yeah.
Standing around staring at each other.
We did. Yeah, and Justine was just one of the greatest people of all time. And she was just special. And sometimes I can't play this because I get a little sad when we do it, and I always forget the words, so bear with me. But at the same time, this is a celebration of her, because she would be here today.
So what's the name again?
It's called Leave the Light On.
Leave the Light On?
Yeah, Leave the Light On. Oh, I'm going to start over.
Yeah, I
do. Don't stop.
No, I'm
going to
start the intro.
I knew I was going to do.
Oh, good. I'm glad you remembered, because I can't remember it. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm counting myself in. Sorry.
Okay. Don't know what you had. I can get bit by bit. To understand, I'm gonna keep your love close at hand. You make it all go away. Leave the light on, leave the light on for me. Leave the light on, leave the light on for me. Leave it here while you crash. You don't know what you got, but you got it bad. Turn it off to what you can. Give it all away.
it all.